Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So today is the last day of July. Komoto is the perfect moment to look back and ask, where were you this time last year? Has anything changed emotionally, financially, or otherwise? When you look back at your life, 31st July 2024 versus 31st July 2025, what has changed? Is your life better? I think your life is better, Komoto. Worse or just different? What's shifted over the past year? So just let me just give you one point here, which I think is very interesting. South Africans faced major shifts in the past year. Load shedding hours dropped significantly in 2025 compared to 2024, with Eskom reducing black hours by 50% in some provinces. You have anything else you want to add?
I mean, if I were to go personal, definitely two things jump out.
Yeah.
We had a health scare at home.
Yeah.
And around this time, we were not knowing what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that health scare has been handled and we are at the better side of life when it comes to the health scare. Secondly, I was definitely not as active as I was, as I am now. So it's not in the last year.
Yeah.
But if I'm comparing 31st July last year to 31st July this year, I'm definitely more active, more in control, more consistent with actually getting some movement in my day-to-day life.
Yeah. Well, with me, besides a pinched nerve.
Oh, shucks.
There isn't much,
I forgot.
I think what has changed, obviously, me coming to Kaya because I was supposed to start in July, but I started in April because in such a hurry, I was desperate for money. So,
of course,
I started my gig around April instead of July because I wasn't going to make it.
Okay.
Lady David orders.
Yeah.
So, nothing much has changed, eh?
Is it?
Except the weather, except the weather.
Okay.
So, Kaya family, talk to us today, this afternoon, 0636880959. When you look back at your life on 31st July 2024 versus 31st July 2025, what has changed?
Share your voice note now.
0636880959.
Today is the last day of July. Is the perfect moment to look back and ask, where were you this time last year? Has anything changed emotionally, financially? Otherwise, here's a very interesting point, and I'm sure this one will definitely get Komoto's attention.
Okay.
Lifestyle and health choices.
Yes.
Understand that more South Africans are choosing wellness. The Discovery Vitality Survey shows a 12% increase in gym activity, walking, and non-alcoholic product consumption compared to 2024.
That is amazing.
It is amazing.
That is amazing.
So 31st July last year, I was picking 10 years of my life living in Pretoria. The first five that I had lived alone, and later on I had lived with a guy. And things were not so good. We were about to get married and we had a baby, but now things were just going south and I couldn't take it anymore. I had to go back home. Fast forward to 31st July 2025. I bought accommodation again and I am now living happily with my daughter. Don't ask me about that other guy because Yakal.
I know we see the drive moment, we should look at positive moments. But the truth is, life has become more expensive in South Africa. So that's what's changed. Life is unbearable and it's expensive and you can't survive. If you once, even blink once, not even view, you blink once, it's gone. So yeah, that's what's happening in my drive moment and what's changed since last year, July.
Yo, guys, you are taking me back because last year, I think I used to stress about the very small things that I do not even have control over. Like mentally, I used to stress a lot. I used to stress a lot about everything that was happening in my life, socially, financially. But this year, I've stopped stressing. Worrying. I took control of what I think about, that I cannot control everything that happens in life. I'm happier, you know, meeting people as well. I am happy.
Last year, the 31st of July, 2024, it was my last day of being unemployed.
Hey.
I have since been employed from the 1st of August. So tomorrow is my 1 year anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
I was unemployed for 6 months, hey?
Woo.
Guys, hectic, but yeah.
Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah, I love it. That's great
that
news.
Amazing.
And the lady who was talking about, I think what she got that was the lifestyle and health work choices, you know? Hair stopping worrying. She stopped worrying.
Oh, overthinking everything.
Overthinking.
Yeah.
Yo, I wish she can give us that gift, eh?
You know, ne? I'm telling you, I am an overthinker general.
Ah, that's one.
But I have started to loosen my grip.
Yeah.
In things that I know I have no control over.
Yeah.
If a person wants to think I'm a horrible person,
I wish you are.
Yeah. I'm not. But I allow you, Glenn. Mm. You can fester that thought, let it grow, make sure that it works for you.
Oh.
I am happy for you as long as it helps you sleep at night. I'm happy for you.
Changes hairstyles every day.
I don't change hairstyles every day. That's a lie.
Yeah, Namiya, sometimes I do. Especially now, it's the 31st. The debit order, I'm like, I'll only check my account on Sunday.
Because what are you going to do about it?
There's nothing that I can
Absolutely.
Do about it. Those who didn't work for this money are the ones who are taking the money from my account. And that guy was mentioning that your things are expensive.
Sure.
I had someone complaining
Ridiculous.
About how expensive meat is.
Yeah.
Like, it has gone up by a good 50%.
Mamela, I don't even know if it's because of the food and mouth disease problem that we had earlier in the year.
Could be.
But
yeah.
beef is so expensive. If you used to buy like maybe portions of 200 rand, the portion is almost half.
100%.
Of what you used to get. I am just so shook. But life is expensive, yo.
Share your voice note now.
063-688-0959.
I echo the gentleman that's saying life is expensive.
Mm.
To date, I have taken a decision to move in with my girlfriend. Actually, my girlfriend to move in so that we can share the cost. I've been living by myself for the past 15 years. It was the most difficult decision to make.
I realized there's certain things that I needed to do. One of them was to do a self-KPI, where this is where I check my progress in my mental state and how I approach things, what triggers me, and all these things. It's a dirang hore, you know, they spoil your mood, or you are easily triggered, or how you respond to people. So that's something that I've been working on for the last 12 months.
Good.
So is the cost of living so bad that this guy wants to move in with his girlfriend? I mean, you're alone, dude. How much food can you eat being alone?
So can you imagine if you're living in a relatively big house?
He's not living in a big house.
He's not living in a small house.
He's my friend.
He's not your friend.
Okay.
If you're living in a relatively big house, the space is eating itself. You're paying a fat bond or fat rental. Isn't it better if you've got somebody to, you know, carry you, help you lift the weight?
Just don't make a baby then, because things are going to get worse.
Like once.
Huh?
Yeah,
get married.
So for me, a year ago, I was in a very toxic work environment, very toxic. A year later, I'm out of the place and I'm in a much better environment and even a much better post. I wasn't studying a year ago, and this year I am busy with my master's, which I'm very happy to finally have gathered the strength to enroll for it. And then spiritually, I can say I'm much more aligned than I was last year. Last year was just so terrible because I just was not aligned. And most importantly, I was preparing lunchbox for my kid. And this year, I'm not doing that. She does it for herself.
I don't know if it has anything to do with the cool, but on my side, you know, in the past 12 months, I can tell what emotionally ngikhulile kancane. Izinto lezi ebezoyo ngenza ukuthi like inkwate ngilahlele phansi ufonele ekhaya and cry. I'm like, if things must burn, I let them burn. I just relax and watch ngidile ngako and with my own pace. I no longer panic. I no longer stress a lot or involve many people in solving whatever. I just let things, solve things and people.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kumutso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.